Episode 56 of the First X Minutes podcast. Yep, welcome to yet another episode of the First X Minutes podcast. Yeah, I said that before. My name is Rotimi Daramalai. You can call me Papi the Great. You find me on Twitter or somewhere else talking about football at Papi _ the Great. I'm not alone. We finally made it onto this episode of the podcast. I have a very, very, what should I call him now? A football fan, not necessarily a fan of one club per se, although he's supposed to kill the Cools or the Blaugrana or Barcelona, like the laymen like to call them. But then again, his football knowledge is very, very, very vast. I'll be introducing him in a minute, but this is episode 57 of the First X Minute podcast. Welcome one, welcome all. Thank you so much for listening to at least one episode of this podcast. It's growing, the numbers are increasing, and that's just thanks to you. Thank you so much. So, to the meat of the podcast, it's Spanish football, Spanish club football, and more Spanish club football. And to talk everything Spanish club football with me, football gist, I have a friend I just met last year? Yeah, I think so. From the 352 fraud group. Those who are part of that team will know what I'm talking about. His name is Ayola Kelechi. But then again, this is what we do on the podcast, Ayola. I introduce you and I say, okay, introduce yourself to the audience, your name, the club you support, and the club you hate the most. So, Ayola, your time starts now.
Hi, my name is Ayola Kelechi, and as you said, I'm a sports writer. You can find me on Twitter in Ireland. The club I support, Barcelona for now. Club I hate the most. Obviously, Real Madrid, I guess.
Right. For now. What do you mean for now?
Yeah, for now. We're looking at how things are going. So, we might make a decision for them to move in the transfer window now.
Okay, so wait, if you say for now, that means you probably had the club you're supporting before now.
Before now? Not really.
How long have you been supporting Barcelona?
2004.
So I take it that
2004,
that's 15, 16 years now?
Yeah.
So you enjoyed Frank Rijkaard, you enjoyed Ronaldo, you enjoyed the Pep Guardiola era, and you endured the Valverde era.
Yeah, I enjoyed that as well, to some extent.
So, okay, let's rank Valverde and Frank Rijkaard. Whose era did you enjoy the most?
That
was right before Pep stepped in.
Yes, exactly.
Ah.
Then we finished third, and it was just terrible.
Okay, so I'll just stick with Barcelona. We'll probably still talk about more Barcelona. We'll make it a sandwich. Barcelona, and we'll talk about the Madrid Derby. We'll talk about the Copa del Rey quarterfinal appearance. And of course, we'll talk about some more Barcelona before I ask you a question, and then we'll wrap things up. So Barcelona, a new manager now. I'm still struggling with his name. So you're going to have to help me out. I think it's Setien. Is it Setien or Setien?
What's the Setien.
Quique Setien. It sounds French, but it's Spanish, right?
No, it's Spanish.
Ah, right. Okay. Okay, so his performance in the, picked things up in the Copa del Rey, 5-0 thrashing of Leganes. That was after that, should I say, scary moment. Was it a scary moment for you? I mean, having to struggle with Ibiza. Is it Ibiza or Ibiza, however the Spanish locals call it?
It was to an extent, but these things happen, I guess. Can't really fault him. He had been in charge for a very short number of days, and he had to work with what he had and to get him to play the way he wanted to. Even after the game, Leganes and Valencia, he still said that they were going to improve, and it was quite obvious. And I think it's time they get what Mandela can to do. Hopefully, I think from the season, it should be given enough time. But I don't know if Arsenal is the type of club to give enough time, but
No, we always talk about enough time in football, and then we find that the same ones who will come out 6 months later, a year later, if we have not really had what we wanted from these players or these managers, and say, hey, time up, you've not done enough, you've not done well enough for us, I think it's time to go. So for Kike Setien, how much time is enough time?
Well, everybody says that Barcelona is a unique club. Kind of expectation, kind of vision, and we believe the fans are aware. Sometimes I believe them can quickly cross over rationality.
True.
No one can really tell. If he delivers promptly or shows promise of delivering, he should have enough time to work with the players. And also the shadow of Javi looming over in 2021.
Okay, that's plenty of
time. I'm hoping you enjoy the time there. I'm hoping that we also enjoy
time. Speaking of enjoying their time, Real Madrid are busy enjoying their time now at the top of the table, 3 points ahead of Barcelona as we speak, heading into the Madrid derby, which seems like it's not necessarily the Madrid derby of old, considering the kind of Atletico side that we have now. Lost most of their defensive generals, well, still breeding a few ones, but then again lost some of the major ones, Diego Godin for instance, and all of that. So for you, you hate Real Madrid obviously, but as a football analyst, how would you say the Madrid derby is going to play out this Saturday?
I think Madrid has the upper hand for now, given the form that we are in. And to come back, let's go also with him. So we need to win a draw just last week, and very disappointing with him. Really finding it hard to get goals by. So as we saw in the Copa del Rey final, it could be really close. It could be to think that form are really on the card. You don't really think about form, or you think about the results. So you know what I'm saying? Madrid, Atletico could just win a surprise on Real Madrid. I mean, they were a last gasp challenge away from winning the cup last time.
Yeah, true.
Remember. So, they won't have a shout, but they're definitely the upper hand is still with Real Madrid. They're looking to maintain that keep on gap and win their first league in how many years now? Three years.
Real Madrid have won 7 of their last 7. Atletico Madrid have struggled to win their last 4 games. But then again, the derby, 6 draws in the last 10 Madrid derbies between both sides, with 3 of them ending in a goalless stalemate. I'm not really hyped up about the game, trust me. I mean, it's a Madrid derby and it could end up in a 0-0 draw or just one goal from unexpected quarter. Yeah. So,
given the form of both teams, because it won't be so surprising to end in a new world draw. It's just been really good topping the championship chart, despite Couture having missed a couple of matches from Madrid. So, a new world draw is not so far away from possibility.
Yeah, speaking of draws, Copa del Rey quarterfinal draws have been made. Barcelona, Real Madrid, Athletic Bilbao, the traditional sides, Valencia still in the mix. Real Madrid, Real Sociedad, Athletic Bilbao, Barcelona, Valencia and Villarreal sort of got the easier draws. So I'm just going to stick with the tougher ones. Real Madrid, Real Sociedad, Athletic Bilbao, Barcelona. What do you think? Which of these, should I say, make a semi-final pairing now from this quarter-final draws that we've seen that has been produced in the last couple of hours?
I think Real Madrid should be Odegaard derby. Since you might not have other things in their mind, like trying to fight for Europe and everything, and the size of the squad, and maybe it's the coup. Seems like he's back to Real Madrid. And the Barcelona Bilbao game is
tricky.
Really tough. Really, I want to see Barcelona, but it depends on how things pick up for them, because Atleti is also traditionally from the devil side. I think they have the second move. Copa title after Barcelona, so it's not like it's a competition where they need to really go for it every time. Now they expect the team to be different. But still, I think it's about to not have the energy. So I think that they just want to Barcelona.
Okay, one more Copa del Rey final before we move on to another. One more Copa del Rey question before we move on to a Barcelona question, and then we'll just wrap things up. Do you think Valencia are like the banana peels in this competition for either of Real Madrid or Barcelona? Do you think they can just spring a surprise and maybe just run away with the cup at the end of the season?
I mean, they almost had the banana peel themselves in the last round.
True. I'm trying to look for that result now.
They have been taking their eyes off the ball. I mean, their last man is out of fire because he took the competition very too seriously. And I don't think the players want to repeat the same mistake. So I don't expect them to do anything like they did last year.
A 0-0 draw between both sides, Valencia and Cultural Leonesa, meant that in the round of 16 meant that the game had to go into extra time, where Valencia won 4-2 on penalties. So let's just move straight to another Barcelona question, and it involves Lionel Messi. And the question is, how do you think? Do you think there'll be a collapse in the Blaugrana or for the Catalonia giant when Lionel Messi calls time on his football career and says, "Hey, I want to hang my boots"? Do you think there will be a collapse like Manchester United witnessed a collapse when Fergie decided to retire from his managerial career?
It's almost inevitable that there will be some drop, but if things are managed well, which at the moment you can't really say they are being managed well, but things would have to really improve for them to be a drastic drop in the quality of Barcelona. Perhaps with the expectation of the fans and the general public go down on this, I think they will still be there or thereabout by the time he's done. So, with the way the spending power and the people that they hope to have on board by the time that maybe hang up with you, you should be able to work something out. Maybe not something as big as the area, but do something with a lot of respect. Something that you can present as new policy.
Okay, we're done with Barcelona. We're done with the Real Madrid. Sorry, we're done with the Madrid derby, and we're done with some Lionel Messi question, and of course the Copa del Rey quarterfinal. So let's just off everything Spanish football. Let's just talk about something a little bit more. Should I say less serious? And it's about player comparisons. And I've heard a whole lot of people compare players, which I personally think player comparisons are useless. But then again, just for the fun of it, just to create content for football's sake, for the fans or for the sake of football fans, I'll just ask this question: if you had the chance, which one would you pick and why between Kevin De Bruyne and Cesc Fabregas?
It would depend on the club, the role.
I know you were going to say the setup of the side and all of that.
Yes, exactly. It would depend on the things. I think they both excel, but there are some things that need more of a Fabregas than the deploying. Things about less direct.
If you need a player to play in the false nine role, you need a Cesc Fabregas, yeah?
Yeah, definitely. You need to go for someone like Fabregas. if you need someone to be, should I say, keeper who would still have an effect. I think he was able to do that later in his career. I mean, De Bruyne is the machine. I don't think there's anything he can't do. But we haven't seen him excel that. If you know what I mean. He has been dangerous, he has been hard, when he had to play really deep, when things are really going for City, and somehow you feel that it's the party that they might have done better. And then there are times where you think you prefer a different, a faster system, a more direct system that gives you best qualities of being able to move the ball quickly and being able to set up chances very, very quickly. Yourself and other things, and his work rate, which definitely has a both factors that would come out.
Mm.
But like I said, it depends on the context of the side. We need to talk one.
We've spoken about everything Spanish football, and even while we were trying to tone things down, Spanish or Spaniard still popped up in the conversation. That says Fabregas. Thank you so much. By the way, just so you don't know, Ayola Kelechi, in case you don't find him on Twitter, just type in pot-bellied Messi. I think what's the idea behind that? What's the idea behind pot-bellied Messi?
It's a long-ish story.
Okay, well, probably just going to save it for the next episode where you feature on, right?
Thank you. No problem.
I mean, I just had the image is just in my head, like, wow, pot bellied Messi. Okay, well, but sorry. Ah, right. Pharmacologist by day, football writer by night. You'll find him on Twitter at Ayola Kelechi. It's the same handle also on Instagram and Twitter. That's Ayola Kelechi. Just for those who are wondering, well, Yoruba, then Igbo. Well, that's not me. Probably in the next episode podcast where he appears, he's probably just going to discuss a bit about his origins and how a Yoruba name and an Igbo name finding themselves together in one Twitter handle. Thank you so much for featuring or making this a reality. We're publishing this by Saturday. By the time you hear this, it will be either a Saturday or a Sunday or whatever day that you're going to be listening to the podcast episode. Thank you so much. One final question before you go. Barcelona or Real Madrid, who will win the La Liga this season?
Barcelona.
Because you hate Real Madrid, obviously. Thank you so much for featuring on the First X Minutes podcast. This episode, what? 56 or 57? 50, oh, I said 57 last time. Yeah, okay. I keep mixing up the numbers. We're in our 50s, hey. And we're permitted to make mistakes here, there, and everywhere. You find me on Twitter at papi_thegreat, that's papi_thegreat. Pot-bellied Messi. There's only one pot-bellied Messi on Twitter, and that's Ayola Kelechi. You find him on Twitter at AYOOLA_Kelechi, KELECHI. Whatever you're gonna be doing this weekend, I hope it's profitable. I hope you have fun, and I hope, well, you don't drink and drive, or you do drive and drink. Peace.